CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A state funeral is about to get underway at Washington's National Cathedral for the nation's 39th president, Jimmy Carter. His family's been seated, so have former President Obama, who's been chatting with President-elect Trump, plus George and Laura Bush. They're seated beside him, then Hillary and Bill Clinton. Vice Presidents Pence, Quayle, and Gore in the row and back of them. Vice President Harris is seated in front of the presidents. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is there.
One of the nice things about living to be 100 years old is that you have some time to think about how you'd like to be remembered, how you'd like to be honored. And Carter played a role in a lot of what we will see today. For example, Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks, two names we know well, will be singing here in the National Cathedral today.
President Biden has just taken his seat. Former President Carter's remains will be flown to Georgia for a private memorial and burial next to his wife, Rosalind, later on their property in Plains. The most destructive wildfires in California history have now killed at least five people, burned more than 17,000 acres, and left thousands homeless.
It's devastating. I came back to think, I rode my bike up and I thought maybe I would be able to get some extra stuff that we didn't take, and come to see that the whole street is just gone. It's like a war zone.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliani is in Pacific Palisades, where there's massive destruction.
These firefighters are heroes, but they clearly need more support. The LA fire chief requesting an additional 1,000 fire crews from Northern California. But the question this morning, why so late in the game, and will they arrive in time to help save homes that are still threatened?
Police Academy actor Steve Guttenberg was on the front lines helping neighbors yesterday. He tells CBS Mornings.
People were evacuating and coming down in wheelchairs, and poor mothers were having anxiety attacks and panic attacks. They couldn't find their kids. There were little girls and boys screaming and crying. It was tough.
There are now five massive wildfires burning, the newest near Sunset Boulevard in the Hollywood Hills. Schools and government offices in parts of the South are closed ahead of unusual weather. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Texas is going to be the main focus. You're going to be seeing snow in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Could be seeing 4 or 5 inches of snow there, potentially. To the south, you'll be seeing some ice.
Just in, New York's highest appeals court says it will not block President Trump's sentencing tomorrow in his hush money case. The Supreme Court has yet to rule. And former President Carter's casket just being taken out of a hearse. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine voters will have multiple options for some common council seats in the upcoming election. A primary is set for February 18th. The ballot includes contested races on the Racine City Council in Districts 1, 5, 9, 11, and 15. Several incumbents are facing challenges. That primary election will narrow the field for two Kenosha School Board seats. It'll feature incumbent Rebecca Stevens and four challengers. The primary will eliminate one candidate before the final election. First District Representative Brian Stile will conduct listening sessions tomorrow. He'll be in Racine and Kenosha counties later in the day. The RUSD board will discuss potentially renaming Red Apple Elementary on Monday. Options include incorporating NASA astronaut Laurel Clark's name. The committee will hold at least one more meeting before a potential vote by the board. And Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning about surging respiratory illnesses. They say there's a rise in flu, COVID-19, and RSV, with emergency room visits increasing. Aurora Healthcare has brought back masks at their facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers face the Eagles in Philadelphia Sunday in the wild card playoffs. The Eagles have one of the top-ranked defenses in the league under coordinator Vic Fangio. I asked Matt LaFleur what makes them so tough.
You just don't see a whole lot of open space, a lot of gotcha plays. You're going to have to earn it, because if they get you in third and long, It's a nightmare.
College basketball, two of the Badgers men's team dealing with injuries. Max Klesmet in a walking boot after injuring his right ankle. Nolan Winter, able to practice despite suffering a deep cut to his finger the other night. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-105 blowout over the Spurs. A.J. Green with 14 points asked, how do you defend 7'3" Victor Wembanyama?
Just be physical and crawl up under him, try to make him uncomfortable, stab at the dribble. That's what coaches wanted us to do. I think that's how you got to try and guard them.
That's the Bucks' A.J. Green with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 29 for a high this afternoon with winds south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop down to 22 tomorrow. More light snow. Not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our high tomorrow, right around 30. Could see more light snow on Sunday into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Thursday edition of the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. That means the weekend. Not far. I can smell the weekend from here. Oh, wait. Kurt Vollman left his supper here last night. Sorry.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da,
alright, alright, alright.
Da 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 da. Settle down. It's just real.
if she's nice. Bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Scene's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Yes, it is. Night in the Pips on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Gladys Knight, if you're old enough to remember Ted Mack's original Amateur Hour as kind of the American Idol of its time, she won first place at the age of 7 and won $2,000. That was the start of it all for her. Packers and the Eagles. None of this silly playing in Brazil stuff this Sunday. No. They're in Philadelphia, 3:30 game time, and the game heard here on WRJN. Sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Packers, Sunday afternoon against the Eagles, and we'll win this time. WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, opening Friday, January 10th at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. Beautiful. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Like this, yeah, it's crazy, baby.
over 98 years, WRJN has been serving all of southeastern Wisconsin from Radio Park, just north of Chicago. See what I did there? WRJN.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's get right to it with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine voters will have some options for several common council seats. With the deadline to file passed, the ballot is clear. The primary is February 18th, the general in April. In the 1st District, incumbent Jeff Coe is being challenged by Malik Fraser. The 5th has a primary with a three-way race. Incumbent Melissa Caprillion is facing off against Jens Jorgensen and Raymond Ellison Jr. In the 9th, Terry McCarthy has decided not to seek re-election. There'll be four candidates on the February ballot in that district. There's also contested elections in the 11th and the 15th. Fresh off a re-election, the congressman is making himself available tomorrow. 1st District Representative Brian Stile will start the day in Janesville and Beloit and hits Racine and Kenosha later in the day. There's an afternoon option at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall at 2, followed by a 3:30 session at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. Stile says in a statement that he welcomes people to come and talk face-to-face about their issues. The kindness of Carter is still making an impact 35 years later. Today's the national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. He and his wife visited Milwaukee in 1989 to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity. The partnership grew the organization in Milwaukee and in Kenosha and Racine as well. Until the 39th president arrived in Wisconsin, the local Habitat for Humanity group had never built a home.
The former president and first lady came to Milwaukee, mobilized over 1,000 volunteers, built 6 brand new homes, completed them in 1 week, as well as doing 8 rehabbed homes. So to say that this put Milwaukee Habitat on the map is an understatement.
Milwaukee Habitat CEO Brian Sunderman says many credit their interest in Habitat for Humanity to the Carters. The organization has active chapters in Racine and Kenosha, and they say they're always looking for someone to help swing a hammer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Increasing clouds and increasing warmth today. High temperatures flirting with 30. Winds are out of the south as the next system swings by, bringing flurries overnight and light snow by the morning. Not much is expected, maybe around 1/2 inch. More sunshine on the way by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
my imagination. Running away with me. It was just my imagination.
Hits, WRJN. This song bothered our parents a lot more than it bothered us because it said all day and all of the night. The Kinks being suggestive on WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night.
me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
Timeless hits, WRJN. Every song a gem. Every song so familiar.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, hey, hurry, love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
And know they love Then when you're they see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they bit, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
News, timeless hits, and the king on WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't be I know.
Let's don't let a good thing die. You know I never liked you.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Seek an ocean. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Peter King.
A military honor guard carrying the casket of America's 39th president into the National Cathedral. Jimmy Carter's state funeral is well underway.
With faith in Jesus Christ, we receive the body of our brother James for burial.
State funerals, of course, are rare, and so is the sight of every living U.S. president and several vice presidents in one place. They're among the mourners paying their respects. Carter and former President Gerald Ford had an agreement that whichever one lived longer would eulogize the other. Ford died in 2006. His son Stephen reads what his father wrote.
By fate of a brief season, Jimmy Carter and I were rivals. But for the many wonderful years that followed, friendship bonded us as no two presidents since John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Carter's post-presidential life, of course, has been a recurring theme since his death. A longtime CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer covered the Carter White House.
Well, one time I said to Jimmy Carter, I said, you're the only person I know who was president who did not consider the presidency the ideal high point of your life. And he just laughed. He didn't challenge that because Carter understood, and what he wanted to do was help people.
This is what it sounds like around Los Angeles County with high